on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? It is another... What are you laughing at?
Just making sure I can hear you.
Sound check.
We'll do the sound check 20 minutes after we start.
Perfect.
Do we do that before you produce the show or before it starts?
No, when the show's over.
Show's over, okay. Yeah.
I saw your boy yesterday at $1.
Which one?
Sebastian.
Oh, yeah. He's getting ready for the Indy 500.
Some little race. We were going to have him on today, and to be honest, I just got busy and forgot to text him.
You forgot the two-time St. Pete Grand Prix winner?
Yeah, but he's not the Indy winner.
That's true.
Until he wins the Indy 500... I bet you I could beat him through the streets of St. Pete.
In your car.
In my car.
Yeah.
But you'd only have to go left. You couldn't.
I can go any rights, left. We can do an off-road thing.
Okay.
All right. So scheduled on today's program, we're going to go up to New York.
Ooh.
Number two, PFL 2 today or tomorrow. Weigh-ins are today. Professional fighter's leg. What are you looking at me like that for?
No, Thursday was kind of unique. But I guess it's a good thing when you're on the four-letter network. You got to fit in to their schedule, not your schedule.
Yeah, no, I like it.
That's cool.
You know, that way we have a little Thursday. We have some Friday. We have some Tuesday.
There's no basketball. There's no hockey tomorrow. That's perfect.
No more hockey?
Hockey.
Who's still playing in the hockey?
That would be Boston and St. Louis.
Is that who you thought would be at this stage in the Stanley Cup?
One team.
Well, St. Louis was like in last place in January.
Yeah, there's a guy who has a ticket, $100 ticket for them to win it all.
Really?
Yeah, he got an offer last night, and they said, if they make the finals tonight, I'll give you $40,000 for the ticket to win 100. So it's a 100,000 potential ticket.
Hopefully he's not a moron.
And took the 40.
Yeah, smart dude.
Especially because they're playing Boston.
Boston, yeah.
And guess who's coming to St. Louis?
St. Louis.
The Presidente. He said, pizza places, get ready.
Really?
He's coming to the Stanley Cup Final.
All right, so we have Ray Cepho on in 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Do you want to do... You got something you want to get off your chest?
Yeah, I think we got game, set, and match for you, Mr. Matt McClellan.
What are you talking about? What is the ambush? You just set me up?
No, not an ambush. It's just continuing.
Blindsided. I feel vulnerable right now.
This is the finish of our debate that we started a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So just happened to see a show I used to watch quite a bit, Bar Rescue.
Oh, yeah. John Taffer.
John Taffer. John Taffer brought in a pizza expert.
Okay.
On his past episode.
Yeah, Tony Giminati.
No, he brought in the Presidente.
No, he's Dave not Portnoy. An expert. No.
The quote.
He called him an expert.
The quote. Hold on. The quote from John Taffer is.
And then we're ended this. Then
Dave
this is
Portnoy
done.
Is the most influential pizza person in the world.
Oh, God.
And Portnoy says he's had 500 slices in 500 days.
That's
at
nothing.
Least.
Nothing.
That and Taffer says that makes you an expert.
I put that to shame.
Okay, but what got me even more.
Okay.
Is where the bar was.
Okay.
It's on Seminole Boulevard.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Here?
So he was here.
In St. Pete?
Seminole, Largo.
Same thing.
But with this whole episode, and I win by a third party calling him a pizza expert and an influencer. But I do have a new fight for you.
Okay.
That would be the guy John Taffer brought in to change the kitchen.
Okay.
To install the pizza program. I figured this is now your Jared. You need somebody.
Why?
You need somebody to compete against. It can't just be you. It doesn't help you out.
What do you mean?
Just to be the only one. You have to have competition.
The Dave Knucklehead is my competition.
Frank Pinello.
No, who that is.
That is the guy he brought in to change the
nobody
kitchen.
Nobody knows who that is.
As a pizza expert.
Look, it's just a TV show. They bring every Knucklehead pizza guy.
They didn't
every
bring
bartender.
You Knucklehead pizza guy.
I didn't apply for the job.
I don't think the Presidente applied for it either. I think
yeah,
they
he
called
did.
Him.
No. No way.
Absolutely. So that's your new fight.
Now, listen, Dave guy's an idiot. He knows nothing about pizza. And I still challenge him. And I'll tell you what, I'll even sweeten the pot. If he wins, I'll walk away from pizza. I'll close my restaurants and I'll leave the industry.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Why you got to bring me into this?
How about that? Put that little punk anywhere, anytime, any place, any federation.
24/7 championship.
Anywhere. Let's do bare knuckle. Let's go man to man and let's see what this little baby's got to say.
But here's the problem.
I want to knock this Boston punk out.
Hold on a second. Calm down.
You're going to get me fired up. I'm seriously about to lose it. You don't understand. When I see this dude, it doesn't even have to be authentic. I'm just going to knock him out.
Can I just say something?
Going to knock him out.
Can I say something? Wilder on. Do I need to turn your mic off?
Kevin Kiermaier is being benched because of like, look, of you. You don't want to go against me. I will end your career, Portnoy. What's his name?
Portnoy.
All right, whatever. Well, here's what my concern. If you're going to put this pizza place up, and when you lose, where are we going to broadcast?
We'll broadcast from hell because that's where I'll be living. Because that ain't never going to happen.
I didn't know which
and
one.
You could put $100 on it and turn it into $1 million because I'm not losing to that chump. In anything. In any federation. Okay. And I've eaten 10,000 times more pizza than that punk.
Okay. All right. Is this now over?
I mean, I think it's a closed case, but not on his end.
All you're going to do is make him a target. Like, I'm going to hunt this dude down. Wait till I catch up.
Well, your hunting skills aren't very good. He was just here.
I wish I would have known. I don't even have to leave my house. I can still be home by dinner. I mean, it'd be the greatest day of my life.
All right, so we're going to talk about the UFC that was in Rochester. We need to touch base on that. We need to touch base on here in the Tampa Bay area, the released Gerald McCoy. And they already have a new number 93 on the roster.
Did he take 93?
Well, why wouldn't he? That's what he wore.
He wore 90 before.
Yeah,
well,
you ain't getting that.
Who wore 90?
10 fingers does not qualify for number.
He may never play again.
He may not, but until JPP is gone. You know, and I just thought of this because I said JPP. I do want to just real quickly before we get Ray Sefo on, which will be in the next couple of minutes. I do want to say as a team, as the organizer of the guy who runs the show here at Knockout Radio on the Tan Talk Radio Network, the BTLS, MMA Weekly, everything that we do, our thoughts go out to Steve Dumick's family here in the Tampa Bay area.
The big dog.
Like him, dislike him, listen to him, don't listen to him. You know, it is a tragedy. He passed away last week, and our thoughts are with him. His family, not with him, because he doesn't have any more thoughts. Yep. Nip played on played some golf.
You Philly guys and your attitude.
You know, he once got so mad at me, Steve Dumick, because I won a long drive competition. Now, technically, I didn't win it.
One of your guys did.
One of our guys did. And there was a rule in my foursome that if I get us in a foursome, everything we win, I win.
I had the same rule with my wife and her foursomes. Thank you. I'm done for the day. Please cut my mic. I'm out.
He's going to go find Dave Portnoy.
I'd be happy to. All right. He said turn his mic off. He's gone.
He did.
All right. I'll put you on slightly.
It's a mic drop.
I ran across something that I got in my email. I think I've seen it all.
Is this still AOL or Hotmail?
It is. It's AOL. Yeah. He dials up.
Do they deliver it by hand? Like, send any message and
I don't get it.
It's just an old system.
It is an old system, but everybody knows my AOL. So why am I going to change it?
It's just funny to see like Randy has a Hotmail.
What is the strangest thing either one of you or any of the Randy regime out there listening has ever seen on Groupon? The craziest, strangest thing that you can get a discount on.
I got it.
What?
I actually bought my LASIK surgery on Groupon. They were doing a buy one, get one free. So you paid for one eye, got the other one for free. So
what if you only have one?
Huh?
Yeah.
What if you only have one?
Like he only has one good eye.
Well, the good thing is you do one, and then if it works, then you can go get the other one done. You know? So.
I would almost say that is even stupider than what I'm about to tell you.
It was a Lang Eye Care Center. Dr. Lang at the time had the most LASIK surgeries in the country at the time.
Sure, he's got a Groupon.
He was El Presidente, apparently, of LASIK.
Okay, enough about you. So this is what I got an email on Groupon. A discount on your breast augmentation. So you're going to go and have as bad as his eye.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm not sure I would use a Groupon on my eye or on my breast.
Well, but I went to, I looked up the Lancare
Center.
Actually,
Matt, I talked about that yesterday. You may need that.
Both the breast and the breast augmentation?
Yeah. We'll talk about that one later.
Look, maybe I'll go transgender and start fighting in the UFC.
Tonight, is it tonight or tomorrow night? That should be a very interesting FCC and the way the country is right now. The return, and I don't know if this is a one-time only or, but live, they're going to do an episode of All in the Family and the Jeffersons.
Oh.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
If you do an episode of All in the Family that was on in the, whatever it was, 70s or 80s,
sure.
There is going to be fights in the streets. There's going to be wars. There's going to be all sorts of stuff.
It was so, I mean, it was so like edgy at the time. It transcended borders then. So.
Well, in their family as well.
Yeah.
Meathead wasn't, you know, the brightest. No? Well, that's what he went by.
Matt Mitrione, what?
Yeah. All right. So we're going to get back to all the shenanigans. We're going to get back to everything else that we're doing. But right now we're going to go up to New York. It really is such a cool concept. We've had Ray Cepho on before. I know he's got the weigh-ins are coming up here in a couple hours. So let's head up to New York real quick and welcome back the legend, Ray Cepho. Ray, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time, and on such a busy day, I certainly do appreciate you coming on. Let's talk about it. It's season two. Last year, at least I believe it was very successful. There has to be a whole lot of excitement for the beginning of season two.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, we've been at work since after season one, so it's really when PFL won for season two, kicked off, we were like, great, we're finally here, you know what I mean? So, and especially kicking off on ESPN and ESPN2 and ESPN Plus, you can't ask for a better network.
I'm not sure I could even sit here for days, weeks, months and try to put together a better concept than you get points depending on how, when, the whole nine yards of a fight. It adds not only more excitement for the fighters, but for the fans as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we obviously, I wanted to do something different that separates us from, you know, the rest. The UFC does an amazing job promoting the sport, and so does Bellator and other leagues. But for us, we wanted to do something different, and that's exactly what, you know, what we ended up with is putting a format that I came up in and put it into American way of sports, and hence the birth of PFL League.
Well, it adds more, as you know, and we have talked about it, it adds more excitement on the fight, depending on points, and if it's this fight and you want to accumulate as many points as you can, as early as you can, but later on in the season, if you need 3 points, you can't let this fight go to the end. You have to go right for it all. You may get knocked out, or you may knock the guy out.
100%. That's right. You know, you really got to go out there and put it all on the line and to earn big points. Because again, you win, you get 3 points for the win, and then depending on what round you finish at. So if it's the first round, it's 3 points, and the second is 2 points, and if it's the third, is 1 point. So if you're finishing a guy in the first round, you know, you just kind of somewhat solidify your spot in the playoffs in terms of where you sit and whatnot. So it's important to go out there and finish early and also get the finish, because as the league goes continues, it's just going to get harder and harder. And so this actually gives fighters, and again, the league in itself, Professional Fighters League, PFL, gives these guys the opportunity to be in control of their destiny. And you win, you go, you move on up on the ladder. If you lose, you go home.
How many phone calls did you get at the beginning of PFL 1? How many phone calls did, you know, additional phone calls when people started to see after the finals, the big check for $1 million, when people see that, your phone had to be ringing off the hook?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm constantly getting, you know, hundreds and hundreds of emails from around the world as well as here in the U.S. And so and managers will reach out and try and you know, put their a lot of them were young guys, but we also got, you know, the add-on from for this year. We have a very good roster of guys that have become, you know, the part of the PFL family for season two.
How many champions from last year have returned?
We have Lance Palmer, Magomedov.
So a couple have returned.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few guys already in this, and you know, obviously we have the heavyweights and the light heavyweights. June 6th.
Okay. Who are some of the new fighters on the roster that fans and media, you know, need to be aware of and to watch?
Some were seen in PFL 1. Some they're going to see in PFL 2, which is Ahmed Aliyev, who, you know, brings an impressive 17-4 record. We have another guy Jeremy Kennedy, that originally he was supposed to fight for us last year, but due to a few things that didn't work out, so he wasn't able to fight for us, but now he's ready to get in there and do his thing. And then we have Loic, who from out of Germany. I believe he was born in Dagestan, but lives and trains in Germany. Gamzat, who's another, Gazi. I hope I'm not butchering these guys' names, but yeah.
That's
so we have, in our main event, we have Alex Kilbin, who's a newcomer as well.
How important is this new partnership with ESPN, and what does it mean, you know, for the sport that we all love, that the station that kind of stayed away for as long as it did is now bringing you guys on, has brought the UFC on? And I think it says a lot, and I think it's really going to help our sport grow even more.
You're absolutely right. The partnership with ESPN is nothing but great, but also it solidifies who PFL is. And who would you ever think that PFL and the UFC will be on the same network, which is really, you know, an honor and so thankful to ESPN for giving us that opportunity to be part of something big like that.
What time does it start tomorrow, and on which parts of ESPN will be which parts of the card?
So ESPN, ESPN 2, I believe, starts at 6 Eastern time.
Okay.
And ESPN Plus starts 2 hours after, I believe, 9 Pacific time, I believe, 9 Eastern time, I believe. So it's going to be, so we're kicking off the show with ESPN 2 first and then finishing the rest of the card on ESPN Plus.
Is it kind of like being a proud papa, you know, the day before you had the weigh-in, you know, this morning, the ceremony will be coming up here in a couple hours, the event tomorrow. As you stand there and as you know the media and the fans love this concept, what is the feeling like for you as being one of those guys that...
It's always a satisfying feeling when, you know, everybody... it's on point and the show is kicked off and we're here. So, hello?
Yeah, hello? No, listening.
Okay.
Hello?
Like I said, it's always a satisfying feeling when you see everything unfold, you know, right in front of you. And then it's even more of a satisfying feeling when you're sitting at cage side and the action starts and these guys come out and put it all on the line. So, it's definitely... like you said, like a proud dad.
Definitely good stuff. As always, Ray, thank you very much for your time. Have a good time tomorrow night, and we'll be watching it on ESPN.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much.
Take care. That is the legend himself, Ray Cepho. And you guys know that that's a word that I don't like to throw around too much. But Ray has done a lot in the cage, in the ring, on the mat, and now you know, with this PFL. And I love the format. I really, truly do.
Sure.
You know, it's you want to go in there. You know, we talked to Alex Nicholson so many times last year. You know, that first round is important. That sure. second round is more important than the third. You know, you can't just coast. And look how, you know, the eighth seed went on into the finals. I might even have won. I don't even remember.
The Cuddly Bear last year?
Yep.
The Cuddly Bear.
Just because you're the one seed doesn't mean you're going to walk away with that $1 million.
Did you see, speaking of the L word, the L word is coming to Tampa with your boy ZZ Top. Cheap Trick?
No. Oh.
Did you see? You hear the commercials?
No.
They're coming.
When's the concert?
I don't know. It's coming up soon.
So what good are you?
I just know they're coming with ZZ Top. How old is ZZ Top? They were old when I was young.
I don't think you really know, because if you were to shave that beard off, they probably wouldn't look as old as... Look at Sean.
Is it the same
people?
He
looks 60, but if you shave that crap off...
But what if it's new people they put behind the beard?
It's possible.
That's going to be a new show, Behind the Beard. Who is it? Who's behind the beard?
The Ultimate Warrior kind of thing, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it could definitely work.
Can you get us backstage passes to Cheap Trick?
Well, I'll be backstage.
Yeah, he will.
What about me?
No.
Can you give me a credential?
No.
Give me a ticket?
No.
Saturday, October 19th.
Okay.
Parking pass?
No. You can take tickets in the parking lot. How's that?
You got me a job. All right,
I will get you a job.
That's Sunday, October 13th in Alpharetta, Georgia.
But hey.
Oh, maybe I'll hit up both. Why not?
If I can hear the music while I'm working, I'll be happy.
You know, I was thinking about doing that at the amphitheater, whatever it's called this week. I was just going to get a parking pass right there, the VIP parking pass, and just sit there and listen.
Yeah.
I mean, I sat there when I went to go see REO Speedwagon. I didn't care who was first. I didn't. So I sat in the car. I chilled out. And I sat there and listened. You don't even need a ticket.
You don't.
Yeah. Huh? It's all audio.
But now, do you need a ticket to get a parking pass?
No.
Because you can buy those.
Yeah. You can find them anywhere.
On any of those aftermarket.
Secondary market.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's secondary market.
What's the difference between a secondary and an after?
Secondary just sounds better.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's let's call the first quarter over. When we come back, we'll touch base on a few things. And the most interesting judo story that I think you've ever heard, and I'll get to that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sell. We'll be right back.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby! Good night.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back to you live from Florida Pizza, the 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. A little loud? Oh, we can't even hear you.
Jeez. Ouch.
I don't know what to tell you.
It sounds like it's turned up to 100 and Bruce Buffer is yelling, it's time.
Oh, well, then maybe it is. All right, so you want to hear my karate story?
Yeah, let's do it.
My judo story. Well, my karate story is I still haven't seen Cobra Kai season 2 yet.
No?
I haven't.
Why?
I just haven't had time. I've had some stuff going on.
Oh, okay. Like
you know,
what?
So. All right, so here's the judo story. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
I'm always ready.
Judo match.
Hey!
Both so,
the bearded brothers strike again.
You both are so Mick
Ferrari. Behind the beards.
Judo match about to start.
Okay.
Two competitors walk to toe the line, which okay. I know you only do in bare knuckle. I don't know if the event started or if it didn't start yet, but one of the karate fighters was disqualified.
Okay. Why?
Take a guess why he was disqualified.
Because it was the wrong sex, wrong gender.
He stepped over the line.
No.
Wrong gender.
No. Oh. Nope.
He didn't bow.
Nope.
He had his shoes on.
No.
They do that in UFC.
That could be close. That could be considered close.
He wasn't in the proper fighting attire.
No, he
forgot
wasn't.
The mouthpiece.
Nope.
No headgear.
Nope.
No cup.
Nope. His cell phone fell out of the gi.
Oh.
What kind of knucklehead would take his cell phone into the middle of a judo match?
Yeah.
I thought it was the funniest thing ever. Maybe you guys don't
know. Is that in the rule book? You can't have your cell phone?
I'm going to assume yes if he was DQ'd. You know who else was DQ'd? The Brazilian guy in Brooklyn.
What?
He was DQ'd, KO'd, pancaked, any other word that you can hear. Now, you brought up something at lunch about what Deontay Wilder said.
You guys got lunch?
I was going to call you, but now that this shenanigans is open for lunch,
we
couldn't invite you to the all-you-can-eat sushi.
I missed out on the production meeting?
Yep.
All-you-can-eat sushi?
Yep.
I got to talk to my agent.
Yeah.
This is BS.
Yeah.
The next time you talk to them, they're going to say you're fired.
I was going to say, don't have them call me again. So I said that I was looking for a co-host for the Monday night show. That's going to start back up in September, the player show.
Yeah.
18th year that we're returning to the press box.
Consecutive 18th year.
The show has been longer, but obviously we've been at the press box. This will be our 18th consecutive year. So knucklehead to my right goes, I know you're looking for a co-host.
Yeah, if you need one, I know a guy.
I know a guy too, and I can't announce who it is yet. But when I announce it, it's kind of a big deal.
I'll cut my Monday nights short to be there.
No, it's all right. Work later. I think you should definitely stay open later. You know who did probably the stupidest thing, and I don't know if they'll ever catch this guy. What is your thoughts on a thief? You like them, right? You like when they steal from you.
Why would I like them?
Do you like thieves?
No, I don't like a thief.
Okay, what would you do if somebody stole from you? What would you do? You know what? Since you're not going to tell me the truth, let's just pretend.
Okay, yeah, a role play.
Yeah,
hypothetical.
Let's role play.
I would perhaps try my Brazilian
Stop
jiu-jitsu.
Yelling.
I would practice my Brazilian jiu-jitsu moves.
Okay. if you worked at an airline,
okay,
and when you were randomly going through luggage and decided, I'm going to steal this
okay.
from a piece of luggage,
mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe you would look to see whose luggage it is?
No, you don't have that kind of time. Yeah, you just got to grab and go. Yeah.
Did you just see the 30-30 on the Panda?
No.
That somebody stole her bike and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Right?
I heard
so
about
it. Whose luggage got stolen?
Well, the luggage didn't get stolen, but somebody, and I hate to use the L word, but a legend that's been on our program had a pocket watch stolen from his luggage while flying on an airline that's based in Atlanta.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Randy Couture is not very happy about it.
Oh.
But somebody stole from Randy Couture.
He knows better, though. He knows
that. Oh, yeah. He's going to take a knife on the plane.
You can't put a pocket watch in a luggage. You keep that on you. I don't let my original grain watch go anywhere without my wrist.
He's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot.
Why?
Which one?
You.
Oh, why? Yeah.
Who said pocket watch?
What'd you say it was?
Pocket knife. You can't take a pocket knife on a plane.
Pocket watch. I mean, you can't leave those in there.
Right. Well, you can't take a knife on a plane.
Can.
You can take snakes on a plane.
You can take snakes
You can try to take a gun on the plane, depending on who you are.
In that same airport.
So somebody we know. I just don't get it. I know that we're all extremely busy. We all forget things, whatever. A friend of ours forgot that he had a gun in his luggage when he went through the airport.
Yeah, it happens.
How does that happen?
I mean, I don't know. I got guns laying everywhere. I don't even know where they are.
Now, he did get lucky. Did you know that the Atlanta airport's in two different counties?
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
I did.
Because it's so big?
Well, did you know it before this?
No, I had no idea.
So there's two counties that the Atlanta airport is in.
Okay.
If he would have been caught in the one county, he would have gone to jail.
Wow.
But because it got caught in the other county, they took him, but they let him go.
Wow.
I mean, he went there for an hour or so, right?
A couple hours, yeah. He had to fly in the next day.
Wow.
How about that? And they got hammered in Key West. But
I mean, didn't Gilbert Arenas bring his gun to work at the...
Yeah, but that's a private plane. That's different. That's not commercial.
Well, it's still a plane.
Is this a movie you're talking about?
No, the Washington Wizards star Gilbert Arenas brought the gun on the plane because he wanted to shoot the guy because he lost a Domino's game. He showed the gun in the locker room. I'm going to kill you.
He did.
Well, speaking of wanting to kill you.
Nice segue. Here's the quote. His life is on the line. His life is on the line for this fight, and I do mean his life. I'm still trying to get me a body on my record. How do you say his last name? Brazil?
Sure.
Dominic Brazil?
Sure.
Asked for this. This is the only sport where you can kill a man and get paid for it at the same time. It's legal, so why not use my right to do so? Deontay Wilder last week.
I mean, he tried to kill him in the first round.
Now, people have issue with the statement. You go out there to beat your opponent. Do you try to kill him, per se? No, but could you kill him? Yes.
Okay.
He knocked him down. He walked away. He did everything he was supposed to do. I see no issue with it.
I don't either. I don't have a problem with it.
It's all fight hype.
It is the hype.
It's part of the... Yeah.
It's hype.
And this is the headline. So this is from the UK where I found this article. The guy who wrote it says, Wilder's comments are a disgrace, but the boxing public are to blame.
Well, if that's a disgrace, what about what Paulie said in New York? What was it, the day before yesterday?
Even worse.
I think that is worse.
So he's going to knock out the teeth. And then,
well, he said he was going to whip his blank out.
Then urinate in his mouth.
And spit on
his toothless mouth.
Yeah.
And I don't even care if you're trying to hype a fight.
Right.
You know, there's some stupid stuff that you say to hype a fight. I think that's over.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
I mean, well, but look at the stuff Connor had said about Khabib and Khabib's family. But you said...
Where do you draw the line, though?
About what you said about what Tyson said.
Oh, when he said he was going to eat Lennox Lewis's babies.
Right.
That's even worse. It's a stupid comment is what it is.
But do we fall under the freedom of speech?
One's a stupid comment, eat your babies. One is a true statement, he's not going to eat his babies. But Deontay Wilder could go in there and try to kill the man.
Yeah, he could.
There's no doubt about it. But if he follows the rules like he did, then I got no problem. Even as sad as this sounds, if Dominic Brazil would have died from that punch, you don't blame Wilder.
Of course not.
That's just what happens.
Of course not.
You signed on the dotted line. You know.
But do you think people are going to be upset if that were to happen? And it didn't. And I've been to a boxing match where someone did die.
He would have been suspended for life.
I don't think so.
They've already done an investigation on what he said.
I don't think so, though.
I think that, yeah.
In hockey, they've taken a hockey stick and smashed somebody over the head with it, and nothing's happened.
Different sport.
it's a different sport where smashing someone over the head with a hockey stick is against the rules of the sport.
But fighting is legal.
But that's what I'm saying. In this fight, he didn't do anything that's against the rules of the WBC or any other boxing event. We don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, but that happened.
You've already used your 10 words.
But that happened in Colorado when they
had a fight.
Yeah,
but marijuana is legal.
Everything's legal in Colorado.
No, but not fighting on the ice because that became a civil suit. It became criminal charges because of the Bertuzzi.
Right, but nothing happened. It got thrown out.
Right, but you know, at what point does the sport become civil or criminal like charges outside of the sport of?
My question is, if you would have killed him, do you make a new column for a body? Because he wanted a body on his record, or is it just a
W? Then he's 20-0-1-1.
Yeah. The one's a body.
Wins, losses, draws, and bodies.
Yeah, bodies. New category. I'm going to have one. I'm going to take the Presidente out.
Is it going to be a body?
There's
going to
be a coup
record
coming. I'm going to overthrow that guy. Oh, yeah. I'm going to snap into
his nose. That was really, really loud.
Thanks. I just like watching them.
Actually, I can't wait to audition for Macho Man Randy Savage in the upcoming movie.
That would be a disgrace.
That's why I'm growing the beard out.
It really would be a disgrace.
Auditions, I found out auditions are next Saturday in Orlando.
I know.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest. You even saying Randy Macho Man Savage Poffo's name is a disgrace.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You disgraced my boy's name.
No way. Got to rise to the cream of the crop, Randy. Oh, yeah.
Is Terry going to allow you to actually play?
Arch-nemesis? He's not even playing himself. He doesn't care. It's not his movie.
Well, I bet you he would play himself if he could do what's going to be needed to be done, which he can't do anymore.
Right.
Can he lift his leg up high enough to drop the leg?
Well, ask him.
No, it depends on if he's on the second story.
Well, no, that's him on the floor.
Maybe he climbs up to the second level and then drops off the patio.
Sad stuff. Hey, you know what we're going to talk about next in a couple minutes? This is a sweet pair of headphones.
Ooh.
From One More.
My ears are naked. I could use that.
Well, the only problem is these are mine.
Oh. We can share.
Well, it's perfect. The guy's coming on. We can ask. We need two more pairs.
Yeah,
so
need two more pairs. For the co-host. And then we got a Monday night show. I'm going to need extra headphones.
Well, are you going to come out to the show on Monday? Because we need as many fans in the audience as possible.
I'm going to be your anchor, baby. I'll hold you down. 18 years, baby.
He said the co-host needs a pair of headphones, and I agree.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I feel like the bloodlines are really thick in this room.
Either one of you guys watch any of that from Rochester last week?
The Rochester. Which one was that?
The one from Rochester.
Was that Kevin Lee?
Yes.
I did not watch it.
Did you watch any?
No.
I did not.
Did you watch any of...
I probably would have watched it at a different city.
Wrestling on Sunday?
Yes. I didn't see the first half, but I saw the second half.
It was funny. I turned it off. I thought it was over.
When did you think it was over?
After, was it AJ... The AJ Styles match?
Oh, you missed the Money in the Bank.
So I missed the Money in the Bank, and I wondered who won it.
So it was eight competitors.
Have you heard what happened?
They left the microphone on.
Sure.
No, that was Monday.
I don't know. Wait, all these wrestling things. I just want to be a wrestler. I don't know anything about the sport.
I just want you to be a pizza man.
No, I'm a wrestler. I'm a wrestler. I'm an entertainer at heart, Randy. I'm a star, baby.
Not yet.
No, there's a star right there in front of me.
Yeah, it's my star.
It's God. Our star. Can we share it?
No.
Like those headphones?
No.
Let me see those things.
No, put those down. You can't even touch them. I don't even want you. You can just look at them. So tell me what happened on Money in the Bank.
So eight competitors.
Becky, two belts.
One belt. One of the competitors was found hanging upside down in the back.
Oh.
So he went to the hospital. So now there's seven competitors. Seven competitors come out. Ding, ding, ding. The match starts. Great. Climbing the ladders, falling off the ladders, getting thrown through the ladders, through the tables. It was great.
Before you get to the very end, before you're going to say it, and then I want to just say one thing. Are you at that point yet? All right, so nobody knew who the eighth competitor was going to be. There was going to be a replacement.
If there was a replacement.
Right, if there was a replacement, nobody other than the high yuppity-yups, Triple H and the McMahons and all those.
Okay.
They did not find out, allegedly, until the match started.
Okay.
So the person that was scripted to win Money in the Bank did not find out until it was started that he was no longer going to win.
So this guy, it's the end of it. He's climbing the ladder, and he goes to grab the briefcase to get the contract to cash it in for any title shot. And then the music starts of Brock Lesnar.
What?
And Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman run down the ramp. He pushes, Brock pushes the ladder over, so the guy goes falling. Everybody else is passed out on the outside. He climbs the ladder, gets the title shot, and then says, "I'm back, baby."
Lesnar's back.
So was it just a ploy? Was it a ploy? You know, because he's played both sides.
Sure.
you know, every time the UFC, the WWE, he's negotiated for more money or whatever he's done, allegedly. Smart move. If he's not going to go back to the UFC, go back to the WWE. Make absolutely stupid money.
Yeah.
You know, just to pop in and pop out. There's nothing wrong with it. It kind of makes sense if you're asking me.
Nothing wrong.
That's what I just said.
I know. I'm just.
That's what I should do. I should get into that.
Yeah, sure you should. So should Cormier now tweet something again? You know that he tweeted after Brock lost the Universal title? How are you going to beat me when you just lost the Universal title?
Are you serious?
He did.
Now, what's he doing now? Like, Cormier's training for Miocic? Who's he fighting? Stipe?
Yeah, Stipe.
Can I ask my question because I'm only here for a few more minutes?
Yes.
Where are you going?
I got some errands, some business I need to take care of.
Check with the boss, man. You don't nobody gets out early.
I told him he can go.
I brought more to the show in this hour.
You serve all your sins. This is a life sentence when you sign up a Knockout Radio, boy.
Well, you've been fired like three times. So, I mean,
I just refuse to leave.
You just don't want to say he's like a bad habit.
I'm like a boomerang. I come back.
So, watching the NBA Eastern Conference Finals last night, and I had a question.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure the right answer to this question.
All right.
And we can put a poll up. We can, was it smoke signal? We can do whatever. So now it's 2-2, Toronto and Milwaukee. It's a best of three now with Milwaukee holding two of the three games at home now. Who needs Toronto in the finals more? Is it Kawhi Leonard, who Toronto traded for? They gave up half of their dynamic duo. The DeMar DeRozan went to San Antonio. So is it Kawhi Leonard being the all-star that he is that needs to put the team, the city, the country on his back
right. And
get him over the hump into the finals?
Okay.
Is it Kyle Lowry, who was the half that was kept and not traded to San Antonio? It's his team. Does he need to step up and show Toronto, you made the right decision getting rid of DeRozan and not me, because I can play either 1A or 1B to Kawhi? Is it the coach? It's his first year as the coach. He's been in the organization for like 7 years. Is it the GM, who's 34 years old, and it's his second year as the GM, and he hired this coach? He made that trade. Is it any of those guys that need Toronto?
No way. Nope. The most important person in the whole equation is, what does Drake think?
It's not what Drake thinks.
What does Drake say?
No. Drake needs it more than anybody.
Oh, yeah. Drake needs it more than anybody.
This is for his ego.
This is for Drake. This is for the whole
country. Did you see him massage the coach?
Did you see the jacket he got? He got a jacket last night that was a black jacket encrusted with his OVO logo on the inside, which is an owl. And then on the inside of the jacket it just said North. It was the jersey that was stitched into it with his number on it.
I think Drake is quite an inspiration.
He's the sixth player of the year.
Can I finish? Please. He is quite an inspiration because this guy was once paralyzed and in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
and now he's able to get up and walk.
Overcome adversity.
He can dance. You know, so it gives all of us hope. You know, if something bad happens, like, let's be honest, if you get shot and you're paralyzed, that's a pretty bad thing. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And he shows with hard work and dedication. That's what's from Varsity Blues. Dedication.
This is all for Drake. It's all about Drake. It has nothing to do with Toronto. It has nothing to do with the Raptors.
This will cement his legacy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
As
no question.
The biggest tool ever.
The number one fan. The number one hype fan.
It's the fan thing.
He takes over Spike Lee's and Jack Nicholson from the Lakers.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He wears everything, no matter where, depending on who's winning. Like, if Toronto doesn't make it, he'll be in a Golden State Warrior outfit.
Well, he's friends with everyone because he's a rap celebrity and friends with athletes.
And
but
they all want to fly in this $200 million plane that he just got.
$187 million.
Sorry, $200 with taxes. It's Canada.
There's no tax.
Well, no, it's the
exchange rate.
The exchange rate. It was $112 Canadian, $2 million American.
But we all know this is Drake's team.
This is all Drake's team. It's Drake's city. It's Drake's country.
All right. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Right now, this product that we briefly talked about, now we're going to find out the details about it. This is a kick butt, one more stylish true wireless. It just came out in ear headphone. On the phone with us right now, the senior product and brand manager from One More USA, Tyler Runyon. Tyler, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Not too bad. I appreciate your time. Let's talk about this. I know the product just was released, correct?
Correct. It just launched last Wednesday, actually, May 15th. Very excited for One More, especially this is our first true wireless headphone. Kind of, you know, sticking to our core brand mission to, you know, provide really high quality products at a consumer friendly value. So we couldn't be more excited to launch this.
I'm sure many of our listeners in the Randy regime are going to ask, what does it mean when you say true wireless?
Yeah, so I'm sure a lot of your fan base and listeners are aware of the Apple AirPods. Essentially, true wireless is, you know, a Bluetooth headphone that is becoming very popular in the headphone space, and it features a completely wireless design. So there's absolutely no wires on the headphones. They're basically earbuds that just go in your ear. And, you know, we've seen a huge trend on the true wireless headphones the past couple of years. So, you know, excited that we're kind of joining the hype.
You know, every time I think about a product, whether it's headphones or whatever, and something new comes out, I'm like, what can be next? What can be next? And I've thought about that with headphones. You know, I like Bluetooth, but I don't like the wires. I don't like the neck thing around my neck. And I really wasn't even aware of these. I don't have the Apple product. And then when I got in contact with your company and they sent us a review copy. And I mean, this is very interesting. How long does it take? How long did it take to put this together and put this title package together?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, typically with any products that we launch, it's going to be about a year-long process. You know, since One More is very vertically integrated, we have the capabilities to design, manufacture, tune the headphones all in-house. So there's a lot of moving parts in the design process. There's a lot of moving parts in, you know, how we want to put the drivers inside each headphone. The true wireless headphones we just launched feature a single driver design, which is pretty much the norm across any true wireless headphone you see. But, you know, in general, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of work that goes on in the back end to make sure that we're putting out the best quality products. And as I mentioned earlier, since One More is very vertically integrated, we are able to make the components, design in-house, which, you know, ultimately helps drive the cost down on the consumer level.
And talk me through not very, you know, computer eligible, you know, on this. I'm assuming that all you do is sync the earbuds to your phone or your apparatus, so you don't necessarily
Correct.
Need wireless or internet.
So the headphones will pair like any other normal Bluetooth device to your phone. The cool thing about our true wireless, the stylus true wireless, is it has an auto on and off feature. So after you pair it to your device for the first use, all you have to do to get them synced up to your phone again is just to take them out of the case. There's no button that you need to press to turn on or off. As soon as you take them out of the case, it'll automatically turn on, automatically connect to your phone. And then when you're done using them, all you have to do is put them back in the case. So it's kind of, you know, we really took the customer functionality in mind. We want to make this a very seamless product where you don't have to think about what you're doing. And I've been using them every day at the gym, at work, and, you know, it's a must-have accessory for anyone that has not only an Apple iPhone, but an Android device as well.
So you're trying to keep it easy for people like me.
Exactly. And that's, you know, especially with True Wireless, we've noticed that there's a lot of things that can confuse customers. So we want to make this, you know, a very easy accessory to use.
And I don't know the answer to this, and you and I haven't talked yet, so hopefully, you know, we're not going in a direction we shouldn't go. Correct me if I'm wrong, that the ear canal could be different on me and my co-host or my mom, or, you know, so how does that work and how does that play into an ear bud?
Yeah, so that's always going to be, you know, an issue for a lot of headphone companies. How do you create the most universally fitting pair of headphones? And, you know, the cool thing about One More is that, you know, we definitely consider that. So we provide three different O-hooks. The O-hooks are basically what help lock in the headphones to your ear, as well as four additional ear tips. So we provide many different options, you know, to find the best fit. And especially with in-ear headphones like ours, getting the right fit's essential. You know, you want to be able to get that seal in your ear towards, you know, not only blocking out a lot of the outside noises, but also helps to, you know, bring about the lower end and the mids and the highs. So getting that right fit is essential. And we provide, you know, a bunch of different sizes so you can achieve that.
Perfect. Good stuff. Where can people get more information, Tyler, and where can they purchase?
If you go to our website, onemore.com, the number one and then M-O-R-E, You can check out our product page, which has a ton of info on the features and specs. You know, these headphones feature Bluetooth 5. We use an optimized Qualcomm chip. Essentially, Bluetooth 5 allows for lower latency, better wireless range, and, you know, overall just better functionality. They also feature aptX and AAC Bluetooth codecs. So AAC is most used in iPhones, and aptX is most commonly used in Android devices. So, you know, no matter what phone you have, these headphones will be really optimized for your device. And, you know, in addition to that, it has a fantastic battery life. These headphones are capable of 6.5 hours of battery on a single use and 24 hours total with the charging case that we provide. So you can learn all of this info on our website, as well as Amazon.com, and you can purchase both on OneMore.com and Amazon.com.
Easy enough. So I strongly suggest everyone go to OneMore.com. Tyler, thank you for your time, and I know we're talking about doing something with you on a regular basis, and looking forward to having you back on the network.
Likewise. Well, thanks for having me.
Take care. That is Tyler from OneMore, and no, you guys cannot have this pair.
Can I have one more?
You can have one more. One more slap upside the head. This is sweet, though. I mean, I've never had anything like this, truly.
I can't try it. I can't wait to try it on.
Well, you're not going to try it. Especially, it's kind of like I'm not going to share a fork with you, and I'm not going to share earbuds with you. I don't even share headphones.
What's mine is yours, bro.
I know that.
Bro?
Bro. Bro.
We can go to the bro in a minute, but I agree with you. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine.
True.
I get it.
So last week when we produced on air, you just said bro.
Bro.
The broman of the week.
Yeah.
Do you have a broman of the week? Because I have a broman of the week.
Let's go. Let's roll it.
Brooks Koepka, the golfer.
Oh, he shames his girl. Like, she tries to get the kiss, and he keeps.
He said, he's like, did you say that?
No. He's like Heisman Trophy in her. He's like stiff arming her.
So the fourth round is about to start, and he's walking to the clubhouse to get his scorecard and everything. He was just on the driving range. And she leans, well, not really leans, she looks up for a kiss, and he goes, after.
He's like stiffed on her. He's like Bo Jackson to her face.
Said,
like,
after. Yeah, and then just kept walking. She looked very defeated.
Wow.
But that is not the broman of the week. The broman of the week for Brooks Koepka is what he said after a drive a couple weeks ago at a tournament. He whispered to himself that was caught on the mic on the tee box, where he said to himself, "That's Gucci, bro."
That's Gucci, bro.
Yeah. Nice. So it was brought up in an interview, and he said, "Yeah, I said it. You know, do you want me to say it again this weekend?" So now every time he tees off, the gallery yells, "That's Gucci, bro."
I love it.
So that is our broman of the week.
Well, wasn't
that
there...
is so ridiculous. It's no longer get in the hole. It's no longer.
Does it have to be a male? Can it be Becky Lynch and like leaving her microphone on and saying, "Move closer"?
It's not, it wasn't her microphone
that
was on.
That's not a bro moment.
That's not a bro.
They move closer so I can do the move, so it looks like we're actually fighting.
A guy yelling, "That's Gucci, bro," is a bro moment.
It's definitely hard to be a better bro moment than that.
Not only is the moment cool, he's got a bro name, Nick. Brooks. Do you not expect a Brooks as your first name, not a last name, to be you know a bro?
His name should be Brooks Bro. Bro Brooks.
Oh, no, he's the Bro Koepka.
The Bro Koepka, who almost blew the PGA.
I don't know if he blew it.
But he almost did. He tried to.
Didn't he win four majors this year? Isn't like the?
No, not this year. He's won four total.
And he tied with Tiger.
He's won the PGA Championship, I think, 3 years in a row.
Well, that's like pretty elite company.
When he held up the trophy, he held up with his thumbs and then the fours.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Little four cocky, horsemen. Huh? The new four horsemen.
No, then he would be all four of the horsemen.
Bros.
All right, so who would your three bros be? If you could go do something somewhere.
Oh, Hogan, for sure. Terry.
All right, so
Hogan and Terry?
No, Hogan. I'm going with Hogan.
All right, should I clarify and say who would your bros be that would actually go with you?
There you go. Yeah, okay. I'm driving.
just like Friday.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead.
My four.
Terry?
Yeah, Terry. I'll go.
And not including us, because we don't want to go.
I'm not taking you guys.
Good.
I'll take the El Presidente of Staff Zone, Sam Harris.
But you have to take people on this bro moment that know you.
No, I'm just taking somebody that could pay for it.
What Hogan can't pay for it?
Yeah, Hogan's got money issues. Like, leave him alone. Everybody already wants money from him.
All right, we are out of time. This is the first hour. When we come back, who knows what's going to go on. We will do What the Mat. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stockton.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.